Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at
Menards. I'm Chris Hahn, the Aggressive Progressive. Check out a new episode of the Aggressive Progressive podcast every Tuesday. You know, the election is heating up just as the year is winding down. Stick with me. I'll tell you the truth as I see it. Download the Aggressive Progressive on Pandora or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's the big day.
It is. Here we go.
Yeah. Happy birthday. No Spanish music, mariachis.
Well, you'll get that too. Don't worry. Okay, calm down. I love you so. Ready? 16.
That's right, I'm 16
times
years old
three,
today.
Yeah, times okay. Three. Here we go.
That's right, times three. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you.
Oh, what happened? It won't play Birthday by Katy Perry, my app.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
We'll play the Beatles. We'll play the Beatles. You like that?
Yeah.
That's somebody named Anne Marie. I don't know that song. But I know the Beatles. How's that?
Now you have to end it with the mariachi.
I know. I got to find the mariachi.
That's every year you do that.
I know. I did it all the time. You gotta calm down and wait for the Beatles to sing for a second, okay? It's a big celebration for Carolina's birthday today, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Happy
Thank
birthday
you.
To the love of my life and my boss.
That's right. I'm your boss. That's right.
We're the mariachi.
Thank you, guys. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, everybody's excited for your birthday.
I got to tell you, Jeff, first of all, you were the first one at midnight to say happy birthday to me, right?
Yeah, and I snuck in your birthday on the radio last
you
night.
You did, twice, but you didn't record it. I was sleeping, so I don't know if he did it or not.
No,
he says he did.
Oh, I did it. I
okay.
did it. No, I did it.
Okay.
I do that.
Yeah. Hey, guys, it's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
Hey, listen, so, guys, thank you so much because, Jeff, I've gotten numerous,
April 6th, 2022, everybody.
Yes.
That's the date, okay?
That's right, April 6th. Yeah, how can I forget that? Love this song.
I found
this
all the vocals.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I usually have the other... There's two. There's a couple of different ones I use.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday is one you always play.
Yeah, I know.
Happy birthday to you.
You don't like this one?
I do.
Okay.
But I'm so used to the other one. Happy birthday to you.
All right, let me see if I can find the other one.
Anyway, listen, so guys, I've got
here's
numerous...
the original mix.
This one?
I think this is the one.
This one? Happy birthday to you.
Okay, you're sitting in the restaurant. They bring the chips to your table. Then somebody comes up with the salsa.
With the guitar.
What do they make in the pesto? They make the guac. The guac.
This is the wife.
That's the guy.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
From Juan and the whole gang.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? While I'm saying happy birthday
to
you, I don't want to step on your birthday, but I promised this guy Ray on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
M-A-T-O-S. Matos?
Matos, yeah.
Ray Matos. Happy birthday to Ray.
Who it's posts- his birthday, too?
The other day, he posts a lot of inspiring stuff on Facebook. I always look at his posts. I don't always respond, you know.
Okay,
but
Ray Matos, happy birthday. Hope you had an amazing day.
Fierce defender of of the right thing is what I get, the feeling I get from Ray. And, you know, speaking of the, well, I'll talk about it later, but I saw something in the news that really bothered me today.
Okay,
I don't want to step on your birthday
Hold
right
on.
Now.
No. Don't step on my birthday. I need to say this. Thank you, guys, because I got so many texts, emails.
Okay, now, just shut up. Let me hear the song. I want to hear you.
Thank you.
I hear you 23 hours a day.
Thank you.
There we go. I'm kidding. Happy birthday. Okay, was that enough? 2 minutes and 45 seconds of
that's
birthday.
Great.
3 minutes of birthday celebration.
But
there.
You know who also sent me a nice, nice happy birthday this morning?
Luis Jimenez.
No. Luis, you didn't call me.
Webin.
No, Webin wished me a happy birthday. No.
The other Carolina,
Jackson.
The one from KTU.
No, Jackson.
Okay.
Did you hear the happy birthday song?
That Jackson sang to you?
Yeah, I posted on my Instagram, guys.
No,
I
didn't
see it.
I don't go on Instagram enough. I'm still old. I go to Facebook.
If you guys want to, hold on. Let me if I can, hold on. Here it is. Hold on. I'll put it on real quick.
Oh, hey, Pablo, thanks for sending me. Pablo sent me a text.
Happy birthday to you.
It's like Marilyn Monroe.
Happy birthday,
Mr. President.
Dear mommy.
Wow.
Happy birthday to you. Is that a nice one, Mommy?
I love
it.
Yes. Is that a nice one, Mommy? So you prompted him to do it. Sing happy birthday to Mommy.
Oh, and he did it like 10
then
times.
Then he asked for approval. Oh, yeah, my God.
Yeah. Is that okay, Mommy?
I have to teach him not to ask for approval from women. That's like the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, okay.
Is that okay?
You
know,
I'm going to be a gentleman. Jeff, so he said to me, Mommy, let's go buy toys for your birthday. He's buying me a Barbie.
For your birthday.
I said, you have money? He goes, no, Daddy does. I'm like, okay.
Daddy doesn't have any money.
So then he said to me, I also want to buy you a cake. I said, who's buying it for you? Daddy and me. I said, okay.
Yeah.
I said, but he wants an ice cream cake. I said, it's okay.
By the way, I know why they have these 99-cent card stores now. You go to the Hallmark store. Whoa,
it's
man.
Like some of them are like $8.
Yeah,
a card.
I know.
A card. Don't buy me an $8 card, Jeff, please.
I didn't buy an $8 one. But I
99 cents is fine.
No. The 99 cent ones are printed in China.
Do
it's
what
like just,
Jackson does.
Just
he
sing
drew
to you?
Me a card.
Oh,
and he sang.
You got mad. When we were dating, I gave Carolina an index. I had no money, okay? Just like today.
Yeah.
Just fast forward 20 years, I still have no money. All right. I don't know how this works. We do a podcast for free. Anyway, remember the birthday? I gave her an index card.
He gave me a slew of index
I
cards.
I actually have one. It's right. It's
you
around.
Have them?
I have the one.
Where you
it entitled you to a dinner and a Broadway show.
And it was what was the other one? It was like a whole bunch of cards, right, Jeff?
No, that was the main
one. This entitles you to a free movie and popcorn. I'm like, what is this?
A free hand down your shirt. Here you go. Oh, that didn't
like,
that didn't need a card. That was just there for the taking. Touch those
like,
things.
But I was like, what the heck is this? I'm like, wow. All right. Anyway,
she was so mad
oh
that whenever
God.
We would fight before we got married, whenever we would fight, other than talking about how we dated forever, she would gripe that you're going to give me another index card. Well,
yeah.
First of all, it was a loving. See, when Jackson does it, it's okay,
right? He's four. Okay, guys.
I gave you a homemade card,
Jeff. Oh, hold on. What time is it? Hold on.
1:44. Don't worry about it. Don't go by the time, by the way. If you're listening to the podcast, it's not 1:44 where you are.
Well,
maybe it is.
The reason why I'm saying this because we have a special guest. His
oh.
name is Matt. Matt from Adventureland.
Adventureland, Long Island. If you live in the New York area, you must know about Adventureland. It's the premier. It is the premier amusement park in the area.
Oh, my God. But I got to tell you guys, I was born and raised in New Jersey. When I moved to Long Island because I got married here.
You got married in New Jersey.
You're right. I did. You're right. We did. I'm sorry.
Married
oh,
here.
My God. Well,
we
no,
moved here. I forced her here.
We moved here. Anyway, so I got to tell you guys. So we live close by Adventureland.
Yeah.
But anyway, so every time I'd go past it, I'm like, what is that? I see a big Ferris wheel.
What is that?
I never knew what Adventureland was, though.
Oh, okay.
But I got to tell you guys, it's a hidden gem. A hidden gem. And it's ginormous.
It's much bigger than it was
when
I was a kid. It's expanded a lot. They have a new attraction this year, too. They have a new roller coaster.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, it is big in there. It is huge in there.
Oh, it's gotten much bigger. It's funny. I used to be at Adventureland all the time.
But Jeff, is the movie Adventureland named after that?
I think it was, but it wasn't filmed there.
Oh, well, what?
No,
what?
It was not filmed.
It wasn't.
There. It was not filmed there.
But there have been things that have been movies that have been filmed
movies,
there.
Movies, yeah. But the new ride is called Fireball. It's a new roller coaster, which I'm not sure if it's opened yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they've swapped rides out. There's rides they've gotten rid of. They've added new ones. There's a train.
Wow.
Yeah, I wonder. It's funny. I forgot if they still have bumper cars there. To be honest with you,
and they have the log flume, right?
No, there's no log flume there.
There is too, isn't
no,
there?
No, there's no log
isn't
flume.
Isn't there water rides?
No, they had bumper boats for a long time. They got rid of those. There's
okay.
a couple water rides.
Yeah, okay.
There are a few water rides, but Adventureland's not the water park.
I gotta tell you, I went there for the first time ever with my nieces, my mm-hmm. sister-in-laws.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law was blown away. She goes, oh, my God.
Yeah, because it's a lot of stuff packed into it. Not a small area, but it's a lot of stuff packed
huge.
Into a pretty...
It's huge.
Well, it's not huge, but it's packed into a pretty good area.
For us, it was huge because when you see the front of it on Route 110...
Right, you don't think it's anything.
You don't think it's... You're like, okay, it's a little carnival.
Well,
but
the other day, I got to ask Matt, I saw a crane there the other day. Like one ride was they were doing something.
Wow.
I'll talk about the eventual...
I have not gone on the Ferris wheel. because I'm afraid of heights. Really? But Jackson wants to go. So this might be the first time going.
Have you ever been on a Ferris wheel with me?
No, not with you.
Really?
Not with you.
Wrong girl?
Not
okay.
with you.
Wrong girl?
Wrong guy, no.
Wrong girl?
Anyway, so we're going to ask Matt what's new and exciting at Adventureland. And you know what, Jeff? Jackson even told me this morning he wants to have his birthday party there. When
really?
I was there are a lot of birthday parties that are held there. Let's ask him what that's about. You know, there are packages.
Yeah, okay, we will.
Because I know people are always trying to have different ideas how to have birthday parties for your youngsters.
I'm going to try to share this podcast with our friends at the Huntington Matters Facebook page out here
great.
On Long Island to
Excellent.
See. You know, then people will say, hey, wow, these guys do a real radio show. Yes, we do. You can listen to this in your car on your ride to work.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll make the time pass much faster. You know, there was a ride that they used to have there. I wonder if they still have it.
Hold on. Let's talk to Matt about it, okay?
It's still there, actually.
Okay.
Oh, I see. It's still there.
So, Jeff, let's segue into Jackson, okay?
Yes.
So, I wonder if a lot of parents relate to us, okay?
Relate, man.
So, a few days ago, Jackson, his teacher called Jeff and I both around noon, right? Right before lunch.
We got a group text.
Yeah, yeah. You guys need to call me ASAP. I'm like, my heart started beating.
Mine didn't because she wrote, Jackson is okay.
No, no, no.
But I want to speak to you immediately. That's exactly what it said. Yeah. Jackson is okay, but I want to speak to you immediately.
I didn't see that. I just assumed, well, oh my God, where am I going? Am I going to a hospital? Anyway, so we both called the teacher, okay? We're not going to say any names, all right?
Right.
So, Jeff, you want to tell the rest of the story?
She says to me, pardon me, everybody. She says, Jackson said the word fuck, and you have to come get him right away. He has to go home.
Now, this is the
problem.
I'm
not going to repeat the F-bomb over and over, but yeah. I had to say it for impact there, okay?
But this is a problem we had, okay? He was sent home because he said a bad word.
Right.
So I talked to the director, and I said, he's being sent home because he said a bad word.
Right.
He is with 12 other kids, I said. Jackson doesn't have an older brother or sister, siblings, all right?
Yeah.
The other kids that he goes to school with,
a lot of them
have older siblings.
Right.
I'm sure he's heard it from some of the kids. I can't confirm that, but I know he has heard some words, okay?
He's heard it inadvertently when I've been on the phone with somebody. He's heard it. And we had a friend of mine in the house yesterday who accidentally said in front of him
but
once.
So he has heard
the word, but we don't use
we don't
it in
use
front
it at
of
home.
Him
no.
on a regular basis at all.
It's very rare.
He might
rare.
Overhear it, you know, somewhere, but I, yeah. I try never, you know, he's a kid, he's four, so you get poopy head.
We're going to tell you where he heard it, though, okay? Because he did confess to us where he heard it.
Really?
So I'm like, I'm in shock.
Even I don't know.
He's being sent home. Why doesn't he just go to the director's office and sit there?
Yeah.
And you know, and let the crime fit the punishment or let the punishment fit the crime.
Yeah, we thought it was a little severe because I thought, you know, she said he's not cooperating. He doesn't want to have lunch. He's just standing in the other room.
He was upset. He was upset that he was being sent home.
Because he was being stigmatized and being, you know, being singled out.
Yeah, so I spoke to the director. She said that this is on the same level as hitting someone. And
yeah,
I'm
that,
like, yeah. I don't think so. I don't agree with that.
That
I don't
is,
agree with that.
That is definitely
now, he
rare.
Goes to a very good school. I we're not going to say the name, but and I respect the director. She's, you know, we look up to her. But I couldn't agree with that.
Right. I mean, I think, you know, saying, look, you say a bad word, okay, and the teacher, you know, would yell back at you. You know what I mean?
Shut up.
What?
Shut up.
That's what it's, you like that?
Anyway, so long story short, we respected the director's decision.
Well, I sort of respected it. So what I did was I waited a little while.
Oh, your mother was livid.
My mother and her other half were really pissed.
Oh,
they
no,
just
no,
thought,
no, 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 no.
What?
No, they were pissed.
They were mad. I think it was a little too much. She said, listen, I went to the school, so I picked them up. I waited about 40 minutes to get there. It took me a little while to get my stuff together. And by the time I got over there, she said to me, she said, I just can't have this in my classroom. I said, no other kids ever said that? She said, no.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I'm sorry, but I don't
they've
believe that.
They've said poopy head. They've said other things close to that.
Jackson has said some words to me. I'm like, you know, like shit.
Jackson
I said, where'd
me,
you get that?
Right, Jackson asked
he goes,
me.
He goes, oh, this kid said it. I'm like,
right.
Really?
He asked me if shit was a bad word. He actually asked me 6 months ago. He said, Daddy, is fuck a bad word? I said, yes, Jackson, please don't say that. So he knows. Okay, and then he's gonna have a little. So I said, "What were you? Why did this come up?" And he said, "I was fighting with a friend of his." I said, "Well, what were you and him fighting about?" And he said, we were fighting about who was taller, who was bigger.
Yeah.
So I said, that made you use the F word? I said, we don't use that word. That's all. And you know, I don't know, parents might disagree with me. I said to him, there are no bad words, but there are words that you don't want to say that will get people mad and make them feel hurt, so you don't want to say them. It's the same thing. Like, in other words, language is good. You want to express yourself, Jackson, but I said, don't say, there
don't
are,
say
there
bad,
are bad words.
There are bad words. There,
no, there
are bad
really.
Words. Yeah, those are bad words.
Really?
Are you crazy?
Is,
those are bad
is,
words.
Is bitch a bad word?
Yeah, it's a bad word.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it is. Like, I used to say coño all the time. My mom would say, stop saying that.
But coño means?
Damn.
Damn.
Is, damn. It's, yeah,
that's
it's
not
a Spanish
so bad.
Word. Damn. My mom,
not,
for my not, mom, it was. For some countries, it is bad, okay?
How about pendejo?
That's bad.
That's worse?
That's bad. That's bad.
Really?
Yeah.
That's horrible that all the Spanish people just freak out and turn their podcast down.
They're probably laughing. They're probably laughing.
Playing it back. Pendejo.
Ask Babin. Let's see. He just texted me my happy birthday, right?
Really?
We have a couple minutes to talk to him because Matt's calling in 7 minutes.
Yeah.
But I don't know, Jeff. I just maybe we should ask Webin. He's a parent, right?
Yeah.
I have two kids.
I was somewhere yesterday, and the girl who's helping him, who helped me at the doctor's office, her name was Natalia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there, and I said, you know, my wife has a friend named Natalia. And then as I'm leaving the office, I was like, wait, that's Webin's daughter's name.
That's right, because Claudia's his wife, Jeff, his little daughter as well.
No, I meant, did you had a friend? Didn't you? How about one of the girls on Así Somos? Who was
no.
on the, who was on the show with you?
That's Gloria, Belinda.
Oh, okay.
What's the other? Oh my God, I'm
know.
Horrible.
I wanted to talk about something
Natalia?
Else too.
No.
Well, Natalie? Just, didn't, no.
Oh my God, I'm horrible.
Heather. Let's see.
Webin's around, right?
Yeah.
He's a parent of two kids, so.
You know, I saw a guy at 7-Eleven just before. I texted myself a message to mention this, but I thought the underwear look was out, where your underwear is hanging out of your pants.
I think that's out. I think
it's just kind of funny. Like, it's called underwear. I don't want to even sound like an old fart, but it's underwear. It's not overwear.
Yeah.
It's not outer. There's
right, so
outerwear.
It was
and then
trending.
Underwear.
It was a thing amongst teens. You know, it was a
teens,
thing.
Teens. This guy was like 25 and he had tropical looking underwear on. I was going to say nice underwear, but
maybe he's thin.
Like,
maybe
would he want a compliment on it?
Call Jacoby because we have Matt.
Do you think he'd want a compliment?
Not
on
from
it?
You, Jeff. Not from you.
No?
Okay. Not
nice,
from you.
Nice butt.
Yeah. Not from you.
Hey, your ass looks really good in that underwear. It's crazy, man.
Let's see if G answers.
G.
Let's call him Jay.
It's your birthday. He might answer. He might not. No, he's not answering. Two rings means no.
Yeah, he's not answering. He's probably by the pool. He lives in Florida now. He's probably by the pool with his kids.
Oh, yeah. He's in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Florida.
All right, forget that. Anyway.
He's in a nice neighborhood. Too.
Anyway, so that's what's going on with Jackson. So, you know what, guys? Give us your opinion because I'm very curious.
I'm curious, too. We got a lot of parents who listen to this show.
Our neighbor is a teacher, and she thinks it's a little drastic. It was a little drastic, you know.
Yeah, I wanted to play the I wanted to play this George Carlin routine for her, but I'll wait for another day because it's a whole routine about when you first curse.
Oh, really?
And your dad tells you a joke with the word shit in it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It's not a dirty routine, but it's funny. It's funny.
So listen, Jeff, if you noticed the Grammys were the other day, last Sunday.
Yes. Trevor Noah was so boring.
It was a little boring because everybody was expecting like someone to say something about, you know, Will Smith.
Yeah,
and
Quest
the whole...
Love did.
He did. So everybody like applauded like, ooh, you know.
Yeah.
But that's as far as that got, you know. Nobody
that
else said
it.
Anything. Yeah.
Maybe it was good to ignore it. It's like, and I think at the point it had been discussed so much, there was like a backlash at a certain point. Like, okay, we've talked about this 8 zillion times already.
Well, you know, they're saying that.
I thought Trevor Noah was very mild, though.
I think
not
was
one
a,
political I, joke. Not
he
one
was,
political
Jeff,
joke.
He was playing it safe.
Oh my God.
After the Oscars, he needed to play it safe. Okay. So did you know that? Did you know that? Whatchamacallit? What happened?
No, I was gonna. Oh. I just thought of something else to talk about. But
whatchamacallit? Whatchamacallit? Will Smith. You know where he's at? They said that he's friends with the prince. I believe it's where is this now?
Oh prince, God. I want to be a lover.
No. They're saying where
you
is
that prince?
Where is Will Smith? He's friends with the prince of some country. Now I can't find the story.
Oh my God, I forgot what I wanted to talk about too.
Anyway,
So
that's where Will Smith is hiding. I believe. I don't quote me.
He's hiding out with a prince.
He's hiding out with his family.
The Fresh Prince. He's hanging out with himself.
In Dubai, I believe. Dubai.
Girls of the world don't. Yes. What was that? Girls.
Just want to have fun?
No. There's my phone. That's Gubin calling back.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, we got a minute for him.
Okay.
What, were you on the toilet?
Webin, where were you?
Hey, happy birthday, Kyle.
Thank
How
you,
are
sweet.
You?
Thank you. Hey, real quick, because we have an interview. Hey, so the other day, Jackson said a bad word in school, okay? He's 4. He said the F word,
good
okay?
Good boy.
Uh-huh. Spanish parents would take him home and say, good boy.
But, Webin, do you think this is a little
fuck
harsh?
Fuck off, little. That's what he's got to fuck
off. No, shut up. Listen, so the teacher sent him home. And she said she sent him home because he can't be saying bad words. He said one bad word.
No, not bad words. She said that word.
That word
made it so he had to go home. But that word.
Which word was it?
He said fuck, okay?
But Webin, check this out. Do you think that he should? Do you think being sent home was a little drastic? The teacher also said that she considers that on the same level as hitting someone.
As hitting somebody.
She's a fucking idiot. I mean, Jackson should have just said that. Listen, teacher, you're a fucking idiot.
Oh, stop.
Whoa,
stop,
hold on. Wait, disconnected. Stop, you there? Sorry.
He's a kid. He's expressing himself. That's what? All he's doing. I don't know where the fuck he heard it. Remember, he heard it from Uncle Webin over here.
He heard the podcast. He heard you.
Yeah.
Well. So, but no, as a parent, it was a little drastic, right?
I just feel that she was overreacting. I think he should have gotten time out or something like that. But sending him home, she's already. I mean, that's like when I live here in Florida, and a kid just kicks the teacher in the shin, and right away they handcuff him and throw him into a cop car. I mean, that's ridiculous. You don't do any of that shit. I mean, the kid said fuck. It's not like he's that is bad. But I mean.
I'm
thinking about it. Wow, your kid is really fucked up.
He
said fuck in school.
Oh, stop. He heard it from someone.
I'm just kidding.
He was having a little argument with another kid about who was taller. And Jackson said, fuck, man, I'm taller probably.
That's right. You should have fucking.
I don't think he said it.
Listen,
like
you
that.
Little Mexican kid. What the fuck you saying? I'm a white kid.
No, stop.
My mommy's Spanish.
Big Jewish. Yeah, but okay. Let's not go there. Yeah. Remember, he's got the nice Jewish blonde dad.
Thank you so much. We just wanted to get your honest opinions as a dad. We love you and thank you for calling
How's
in.
How's Natalia doing? How's Natalia doing?
Everybody's doing great, man. Living the Florida life.
How's that wife?
I got to send you a picture of the house. The house is looking beautiful.
How's that wife? Send some photos, all right?
No, stop.
Everything looks beautiful over here. Nothing feels better than to shit on Carolina on her birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank
love
you.
Love you. Take
love
care.
You. Hey, Jackson. Keep saying fuck,
oh,
right?
Stop.
It's in your blood. You're Latino.
Oh,
you gotta get suspended at least 5 times.
All right, man. Take care.
Stop. Bye. All right, we got one opinion from a parent, okay?
A parent?
He's got 2 kids, Jack.
He's a different kind of parent, though. Yeah. Webin is Webin. He's Cuban, you know? Yeah, so that's a different...
Well, that was our other co-host, yes. So he's in Florida. He works for Megan and I at Point 9 radio station. So, so anyway...
He's got
the
ultimate in working from home, right?
He does.
Because he's on in New York.
But he lives in Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good gig.
Yeah, exactly,
We should ask him about the Don't Say Gay bill next time in Florida.
Yeah.
Get Webin going. But not today.
Okay, not today. So we'll have Matt calling in a couple of seconds. Anyway, so what I wanted to type of the Grammys is that everybody, you saw Kourtney Kardashian.
Eventually, it's calling. Okay, here we go. Right on time, man.
Wow.
Everybody's right on time today.
Matt?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's Carolina and Jeff. How are you? Welcome to the podcast.
You're on the air.
Thank you. You're live. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Of course. Adventureland, where I grew up, basically.
Can I tell you, I'm a New Jersey girl, born and raised, but when I got married and moved here, I saw Adventureland. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that is a hidden gem. And I never realized how big it was. And then Jeff took me with my nieces and nephews and my sister-in-law, and we were blown away because we don't have anything like that in New Jersey, honestly.
We have
Great Adventure, but that's like 2 hours away from where I lived in New Jersey. But wow, I mean, I'm blown away. First of all, tell us a little history about Adventureland.
Yeah, the park's been around since 1962. This is actually our 60th season here on Long Island. Started as a farm all the way back in the day, and obviously, as you mentioned, it's evolved into what it is today. Pretty big, a lot of almost 30 rides out there.
30 rides.
Yeah.
Yeah, I drove by yesterday or the day before. What was the big crane doing? What is that? The Fireball,
Fireball.
That is.
Yeah. That's our new ride. We're debuting it, sometime this spring.
Wow.
It's getting put together right now.
Tell us about the Fireball.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, Fireball's our newest coaster. It's over 70 feet tall. It's, as you saw, as you were driving past, it's this big, bright yellow and red ride.
Yeah,
it's gonna bring you high up in the air, a couple of cool drops along the way as you make your way back down to the ground. And We're really excited about it.
But it's in the front of the park, huh? The fireball's going to be in the front. Wow. Okay, that's interesting.
You're
going to
see it, you know, anytime you're driving down Route 110, you're going to see these bright flames at the top of the ride.
Wow.
Because we already see the
structure was going up.
We already see the Ferris wheel.
Yes.
That's what I saw when I first saw Adventureland, the Ferris wheel. Is anything
going to
be
Ferris wheel with all the bright lights, yeah.
Is anything being taken away, or you guys made room for that?
We had to move a couple things around. A couple of kiddie rides got moved to different spaces, and we did take out one of the older kiddie rides to kind of keep everything nice and fresh. So kind of, you know, cleared the way for Fireball, and as you guys saw, it's on its way up.
Ooh.
And I have a question. Some rides are my absolute nemesis growing up. Like, this is horrible, but I love amusement parks. I don't like going in circles. Like, I can handle...
I'm with you.
I can handle coasters. I can handle drops.
Yep.
somehow, I still look at the swings, you know, the old-fashioned swings that you guys have. That's still up front, right? Or did you move
that?
Yep,
that's still... That's right next to
it. I don't know why that terrifies the crap out of me. I just can't get on. I can't get on it. And
the swings I can do.
I can do that too.
Ones, really? Yeah, not so much.
Do you still have the Gravitron there, or is that gone?
No Gravitron.
What was that?
We do have the Frisbee. It's, you know, kind of similar. Okay. Spin in a circle.
The Gravitron. Can you explain to my wife the Gravitron and what it would
do? Honestly, I don't even know that I've ever been on a Gravitron. Oh. But you just kind of, I think you just stand against the wall.
You stand against the wall.
You circle really fast.
Oh, it sucks you in? It sucks you in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I knew someone years ago who told the story that somebody threw up in the Gravitron when they were in it.
Oh my God!
And
no,
it was just
unbelievable.
Just oh my God! You hear these stories? It's unbelievable. But you still have the bumper cars?
We have bumper cars. We actually upgraded them a couple of years ago, so they're brand new.
Oh, cool! And you also have water rides too, as well, right?
Yeah, we have three water rides. We have two log flumes, one's you know, the bigger one, and then one for kids, and then we also have our rescue boats.
I told you that, Jeff.
Okay, but I haven't been since the pandemic, Carolina, so I forgot about the log flume. What can
you got to come back.
But you still have we're going to come back. You still have the coaster in the back, though?
We have Turbulence. Turbulence roller coaster.
You guys are keeping that?
Yeah, that's pretty new. It's you know, probably 6 or 7 years old by now, and it's still a big fan favorite.
Now, let me ask you: do you guys plan in the future of expanding the park? You know, maybe adding more rides.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of you know, work within the limits of the space that we have. You know, of course, anytime that there's an opportunity to expand, we're definitely always looking into that kind of stuff. But you know, within the space that we have, we're always trying to keep things moving and improving, and you know, taking out some of the older rides, which is always hard to do. It's hard to say goodbye to, you know, old fan favorites. But we're always trying to keep things nice and fresh.
Now, you remember the movie Adventureland? Was that movie named after this park?
I believe it was. Yeah, it was based off. I believe their, you know, the writer's experience of having worked at the Adventureland.
But it wasn't filmed there, right?
I want to say it might have a little bit might have been filmed here. I'm not 100% on that one.
But you've had movies filmed there, right?
Yeah, we've had a couple different cool things filmed here over the years. Recently, we had Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, the Netflix show, filmed here.
Nice.
We've had a couple of things. The Americans was here a couple of years ago.
And I also saw you've had concerts there. I think Dee Snider was one of the first ones, right?
Well, yeah, Twisted Sister played there way back. But then last summer you were doing the pandemic shows with our buddy
Brian.
During the pandemic.
Yeah. We had some concerts going. We had some drive-in movies to just kind of keep everybody, you know, keep everybody trying to have a little bit of fun in a, you know, obviously not a fun time.
Now, Mike, I have not been inside. Like I said, it's been, I think 2018 was when I was there. Mm-hmm. I'm fading on the, you still have the games inside?
Yeah, we have the arcade going.
The arcade's going, okay. You know. And the carousel's in there? The carousel's inside?
No rides inside. The rides are all back outside.
Oh, the carousel.
The just for the game.
Oh, how long has the carousel's been outside for a long time now?
It's been been a little while now, yeah.
Oh, man, look at that.
Now, let me ask you about the masks. Is that something that you guys are still enforcing, or if you guys want to use it?
Yeah, so as of, you know, last year, a lot of the policies and obviously things were kind of fluid. So we did not have to require anybody to still wear a mask if they had been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And then going into the season as well, we still would recommend anybody not vaccinated to wear a mask. You know, for the most part, it's been, been pretty fluid with all that.
You still have skee ball inside?
We do.
Okay.
We still have a couple skee ball games going.
All right, a couple skee balls now.
Matt, you work there, I'm sure. You must hit some of those rides or some of the arcade during your lunch break, right?
some of them are, like we were talking about earlier, some of them are a little hard to, you know, go on and then go back to work the rest of the day. But, you know, you still find your ways to have fun throughout
the day. Matt, how about the food? You have your normal hot dogs and hamburgers. Anything different?
I think we have a couple of new additions as of last season. It's been a little tough to get all the fun new things going with some of the food, with, you know, delays and all this kind of stuff. But last year we introduced the pulled pork mac and cheese in one of our food courts, so that's been a hot item.
Oh yeah.
And then all the classic standards that you would look for that we have down in our restaurant, our food court. You know, your pizza, your burgers, your hot dogs, nuggets, and all that kind of fun stuff.
To the best of my knowledge, it's a pay one price deal. Just want to let all the listeners know it's a great place to go. I mean, it's a great. I mean, you can spend hours in there. It's a great day to bring the kids. You've got a bunch of kiddie rides, like you said. You've got the indoor stuff, the
and you
arcade.
Got kids parties are still active there too as well, right?
Yes. Yep.
I have such fond memories going eventually on Friday nights back in the, I'm dating myself, but all back in the 70s. I was there so much, man. I mean, it's funny. You know how like you just remember certain things? There was an old guy there who made change in the arcade. He was there forever. And I mean, it's just like certain things hit you. Like I remember there used to be a walkway to go to the back where the bumper cars were. We used to go up over the air, over the train.
This is really?
They should have consulted me for the eventual end movie. You know? I remember you had the toboggan up front. So Fireball's new for this year. And you've got some of the kiddie rides. You still have a cut, and you said you got a couple of the water rides going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
But but the concert thing was just because of the pandemic. You're not going to be shows, although you do have a stage there, right? There is a stage for other kind of stuff.
Yeah, we have a stage. We have, you know, throughout the year, sometimes we have some magic shows. We have, a couple different sources of entertainment that'll be by the park throughout the entire season.
Gotcha.
So we do use the stage, but like you mentioned, the concerts and all that was mostly just during the pandemic. We've kind of gone back to business as usual with
Matt, I'm curious about something. During the pandemic, obviously the park was closed. How do they keep the rides like from getting rusty? Do they like
Matt rides them,
yeah.
Carolina?
I'm just curious. Yeah, about that.
It was tough because obviously, you know, it was such a questionable year. Nobody really had answers for much of anything. So we did kind of keep everything prepared for if there was ever a time where we were, you know, given the okay to open, we would have had everything ready to go. So we did, you know, we had regular testing and everything was still maintained on all the rides and everything throughout the park, just so that, like I said, if we ever had the opportunity to open, we would have been ready. But yeah, obviously, it's obvious. Not a very fun year, but.
Well, listen, you guys are back. You guys are back in full force. New rides, a lot of food, and also kids' parties. Matt, tell everybody where people can get a hold of you or, you know, for reservations or just for more information. Are you guys on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter?
Yeah, all of the above. We have our Instagram page at Adventureland LI, also Twitter with the same handle, Facebook at Adventureland Long Island, TikTok as well. We're firing up some TikToks. We're trying to, you know, get everybody engaged over there as well. And then, of course, our website, adventureland.us, has all the information that you need. And our phone number's up there as well, 631-694-6868, if you want to give us a call. And we hope to see you guys all soon.
I have a question for you. Is there an expiration date? I swear this is the absolute – I have a cigar box here that has like 3,000 tickets in it for prizes.
Okay.
For prizes. Are they still good?
For the arcade tickets?
Arcade tickets, yeah. They don't have a barcode on them. They're so old, okay? You guys had a game in the back called Fascination, okay? There was a whole room where you'd roll these balls into this – and I saw it in Lake George. They still, you know, old school arcades still have this thing.
Right.
But it's this game where you roll these balls, and it's basically bingo. You got to get five in a row diagonally.
Right, right.
But it was the most boring game in the world. But people would sit there. I used to sit there. I love the thing. I have like tons of Adventureland tickets from.
I think
that. I have a hookup at Adventureland. My friend Matt is going to help me get
Bring him down. We want to take a look at them. And if anything, I mean, that's a great artifact to keep.
Yeah. If you want to, I'll give it to you guys. Maybe You must have a wall or something there with old stuff on it, right?
So, the park has got tons of
It's so cool. So cool to talk to you, though. If you're there, we're going to stop by. We'll say hello.
We're going to be there on Sunday. Adventureland, guys. Check it out.
Route 110, Farmingdale, Long Island, everybody. Make it your spring and summer destination. Check it out.
Exactly. Matt, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you guys for having us.
You bet. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Take care.
You bet. Bye-bye.
So we're going on Sunday in Jackson.
I can go on. I mean, I don't want to bore people with my memories of Adventureland.
Wow.
But this old guy used to give change. He was like 85 years old.
Really?
And he always had four quarters ready in his hand because, you know, the games are always a quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just funny how it was like he was there for like, I'm sure like old school. Matt sounded younger. So, you know,
You probably taught him a couple of things. Like, well, I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. They had this back room. It was, you've seen this game. It's an arcade game,
yeah.
And you roll these rubber balls, and it takes a time for the ball to fall into the hole because it just fits. And oh my god, it's like.
Anyway, I just think as a kid, like at my son's age,
I love it.
And he wants to bring all his friends for his birthday party. We're gonna look into that, guys. But you guys need to check the Adventureland out. It's such a great place to spend the whole day with the family and a nice, Jeff, cool or hot day. You know
I hope.
You know what? You said they had the concerts.
They won't bring those back.
That was
just for the pandemic.
Yeah.
They will not bring them back. No? Our buddy Brian Rosenberg did those shows.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Because he had nowhere else to do them.
You couldn't be
inside.
Yeah. But I'm glad the park was being used.
Yeah.
If they couldn't use it for the rides, it was used for something else. Because it's a great place.
They did a couple special events during the pandemic.
Yeah,
that was it.
I'm so glad they're open again. I can't wait to go with Jackson. His first time at Adventureland. So thank you, Adventureland, for inviting us. We'll check you guys out on a Sunday. Jeff, so I wanted to tell you. So Kourtney Kardashian was with Travis Barker at the Grammys, all right?
I saw this.
Of course, they're making out again. Of course, they're always making out. Anyway, guess what? When you saw her from the side, she's got a baby bump.
Oh, she does.
She has a baby bump. And you also a wedding band on Travis Barker. They just announced yesterday that they got secretly married in Las Vegas.
But did you hear the story? That it wasn't legal?
Really? Elvis married them, they said. Elvis married them.
There's a lot of Elvises. My mother was joking about getting married in Vegas when she was there.
Wow, you know who got married there? Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos got married in Las Vegas.
They got married in Vegas?
Yes, they got married in Las Vegas. Yeah, they just took off. You know what? Can I say something? If I had to do my wedding, although I love my wedding, it was amazing. Jeff's jumping on a plane going to Las Vegas would have been so cool too, right?
Oh my God! It would have been crazy, to ignore everybody.
All the stress,
Of planning and everything you went through, and not me. Hey,
exactly.
See, who was at the White House yesterday?
No, Obama, right?
Vice President Biden, Vice President.
Well, what did he say? Hold on.
That was a joke.
Oh. Here.
Thank you, Vice President Biden, Vice President.
And Biden smiling. Here, listen. He's hugging him now.
Aw. Oh, man.
That was all set up. My president, Joe Biden. Vice President Harris.
I miss Obama in office. I really, really do.
I miss the energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm sorry, but this guy has. Biden's doing great things for the middle class. The jobs are coming back. The gas is going down. Hopefully, it'll go back under $3.
I hope so.
But the energy that Obama had, and just that arrogant confidence he had.
Oh yeah, I loved it. And Michelle,
The people like that.
And I love the fact that Michelle was always doing something. She didn't overshadow her husband by no means, but she did. She had her garden.
Supposedly,
she was doing stuff with little girls. Jeff.
Yeah. Supposedly Barack had a thing for Kamala Harris.
Really?
When she was Attorney General in California.
What do you mean the thing?
There was some story he had. He was like he looked like he was. Really, like buddy with her, like
when he was still married.
Yeah, of course, when he was still married. When he was president,
really?
He went out to California.
Stop spreading rumors.
She was the attorney general, apparently.
He's in love with his wife. Leave it alone.
What, Michelle?
Yeah, he's in love with his wife.
But yeah, it was funny. It was like a needed breath of fresh air in the White House,
especially with Biden's numbers down right now.
Yeah, with just the whole war thing going on.
But Jeff, speaking of presidents, okay, that Elon Musk has a huge. He's a huge shareholder in Twitter.
As of the other day.
Yeah, but you know what? There are rumors that he is going to reinstate Trump's Twitter account.
I believe now Musk owns the biggest share of Twitter, if that's possible.
I believe you're correct,
9%.
Yeah. So, so you think that's going to happen? Everyone says that it's probably most likely going to happen, right? Trump's going to come back.
I don't know. I don't know if you want... Look, it is... The thing is... It's like curbing free speech, but the thing is, they're a private company, They're a private company, so they don't have to adhere to free speech rules. You know what I mean?
No,
it's
but
horrible.
Everyone's been telling me that most likely you'll see Trump back on Twitter. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah,
what happens.
Spread all his crap. By the way, I don't know if we mentioned Disney, but did you know hugs are okay at Disney World again?
Oh, they are?
The costume characters can hug your kids again.
Oh, really?
For nearly 2 years, costume characters have kept their distance from visitors because of the pandemic. They haven't been able to give hugs, sign autographs, or interact with fans. This is about to change in as soon as mid-April. Personal interaction between visitors and costume characters is going to be allowed again.
Can I tell you something? That
was like the most giant mask ever. How would you catch anything through that mask?
Other than you, Jeff, okay, and my family, I have not hugged anybody in a couple of years, all right? The other day I met a client. I went to shake their hand, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they actually hugged me. I was like, whoa, what are you doing?
Really?
What are you doing?
You don't even hug Drew Carey yet on The Price is Right. You know, get up there and they still have to keep a distance.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Remember, he used to get tackled.
Yeah.
They jump into his arms. It's been 2 years.
And I met somebody else whose birthday was.
Really?
And I went to give her a high five. And I said, happy birthday, you know. And she grabbed me and hugged me.
Give you a hug, huh? Really?
Yeah, I'm like, whoa. Yeah.
Why, you're not expecting it now?
I wasn't. It still feels a little weird to me. You know that?
I just went to the mall.
Because it's been 2 years, Jeff.
I know.
Of avoiding that and also staying 6 feet behind someone, you know.
Sorry, I just went to the mall and I was one of the few. I did not wear the mask in the mall, but I wore the mask in the 7-Eleven.
Okay.
But I didn't wear the mask in the mall.
I still will wear a mask, and maybe if you're in tight.
Well, that's
why
7-Eleven,
you know?
I wear the mask, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I mean, I definitely wear the mask when in, you know, tighter surroundings. When I was going to get my blueberry. It's funny how Jackson knows I like
blueberry coffee.
Blueberry coffee, isn't it?
You know what I mean? He knows everything we like. Hey, listen, before we're out of here, I want to tell you this. This woman, she made a TikTok video, right? And it's pretty cool because it's trending. She shares tests every man must pass to date her. Okay, so what are the tests that'll tell her if the guy's a keeper or not? Whether he pays for the bill at dinner or not. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, because you know what? Can I tell you something? In the Spanish world, the man always pays, okay? Always. I've dated a lot of American guys who are like, how do you want to split the bill? I'm like, what?
Did I split the bill with you?
No, I paid a lot for our dates, though. I did. Remember that?
I thought you had a lot of money.
Yeah. Anyway,
then I learned differently after we said I do.
But, Jeff, you know what?
I broke. By the way, honey, I have no money.
Yes, Jeff, I talk like that. Yeah.
You have no money? What's wrong with you? You have no money. What's your money?
But, Jeff, look.
What's your money? Why you marry me? I have no money.
Jeff, so I've had a couple of dates where they're like, you know, how do you want to split the bill? And meanwhile, I just have a salad. I would go out with guys that would have drinks and steaks.
And wanted to split the bill.
And I had to split the bill.
Oh, F you.
Yeah.
Learn from Jackson. Curse her out.
No, stop. Stop.
Learn from our son.
No, do not learn from our son.
He'll teach you the F-bomb the right way.
Anyway, another sign if a guy's a keeper or not, if you're on a date, if he opens your door, if he runs out first to open your door.
I've opened your door.
Oh,
I open your door all the time.
Not when we were actually getting out of the car.
Then you said, I can open my own door.
I would say that to you, exactly. Yeah, because you're right. You would open the door for me.
You see the positions I can get in? Listen, I can open a door. Oh, really?
I've had guys, Jeff, they're like, oh, you forgot to lock because, I think they were trying to get fresh. Oh, let me lock your door. They'd put their hand over my knee.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you help them put the club on? Remember the club?
The club? What's that?
To get you stop your car from being stolen? Remember I had the club?
Oh, yeah.
You remember the club?
I vaguely remember that.
Oh, my God. It was like the most popular item. You'd put it on your steering wheel and make it so you can't steal your car. The club.
Fine. She said another test if you're cold.
Too funny.
If a man offers you his coat. Can I tell you something? I had a man once, okay, and I said, wow. He took off his rain jacket because it was a puddle. Uh-huh. He literally put it on the floor.
Really?
On the ground so I can walk by.
Did you make out with him?
No. He wasn't my type, but, you know.
Did you say, that's disgusting? Do you know you have to put your raincoat back on? I'm just going to walk away and ignore you and tell the story years later on a podcast? I'm predicting the future. This was 1989.
Oh,
like, there's going to be podcasts in the future.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right.
That's very chivalrous. That's the word.
That was very chivalrous, yeah.
Like, you couldn't walk around a puddle?
I remember once that you and I were at a bar, okay?
Yeah.
And somebody started stroking my hair in front of you. You went outside, took your jacket off, and started jumping up and down like a little baby.
Really?
I remember that.
Oh,
I forgot. I forgot who saw it. Like,
was that your friend?
What the heck is wrong with that?
Was that your friend who's no longer with us?
No, no.
Remember Bernard? We met Bernard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My friend Bernie, yeah.
Remember we met Bernie in Houlihan's?
That's right, yeah.
And he was like, I wasn't even there. I swear, everybody listen, I wasn't even there. I was like, yeah. And Bernie was like, oh, the white guy's here? I want to talk to your wife.
Do you have anything else going on?
F the white guy.
Anything
okay, I hate to end the podcast this way, but I have to talk about this because
what
it just...
What is it?
I just want to offer condolences to the family of the lady who got killed in the Bronx. The 61-year-old grandmother or mother who got shot. I saw her kids on television. Her kids must be in their 20s. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't have her name in front of me. It's just a mortally, brutally sad story. This woman had to die for cover because two rival folks, gangs, whatever, were shooting at each other. And she dove for cover and got shot. And her sons were on television this morning. And I don't want to play the whole clip from Channel 4, but it was just so upsetting to see this. You know, they were saying this has to stop. Obviously, something's got to give.
Yeah, yeah.
The mayor's only been in office a short time. You can't blame it on. You're not going to blame it on policies of anybody.
Yeah.
It's nothing political. It's just that gun violence has got to stop. You got to put the weapons down. It's sad when you see something like that happen.
Yeah, well, so, condolences to the family.
Fun podcast, everybody, condolences to that family. If you know them, send wishes from the Caroline Cadillo Show. I said happy birthday to Ray. There was somebody else.
But again, thank you guys for all the birthday wishes, the phone calls. Again, thank you so much. It's much appreciated, and I'm so grateful and blessed to have so many people, you know, thinking of me today. Yeah. So thank you.
Hey, you know who called me the other day? JJ called me. JJ was one of our longtime listeners.
Yeah.
He knew the show. He knew the show from the SoundCloud days.
By the way,
if you're a newer listener, you want to hear some of our old shows, go to SoundCloud.com, search Caroline Cadillo. But JJ from New Rochelle called. He drives a truck.
Thank you, JJ.
Loves the show.
He has his
T-shirt and hat.
Send a photo of the T-shirt and the hat, okay? So I can put them on our
text me. He's got my phone number. Right. But if you want a T-shirt, I really sent them out last week. I'll send more next Friday. 516-637-3254. All right. Thanks for listening.
All right, guys.
Everybody.
Love you so much. Take care. Bye.
Thanks, Adventureland. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's Easy Opening Smooth Pouring Container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, I'm Mark Goodman.
And I'm Alan Light.
On today's podcast, in celebration of International Guitar Month, Pete Townsend of The Who will join us.
Pete went deep with us into his relationship with the guitar and with music in general, the new Broadway version of Tommy. He clarified the status and the future of The Who and much, much more.
Sound up with Mark Goodman and Alan Light, the only music podcast that matters. Get it on Pandora, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.